So how did the dream start? I've been an English teacher for a long time, and it's always bugged me that people who can't afford to go overseas, well, yeah, they just take forever to learn. I mean, they'll have an hour of English every day if they're lucky, you know? So it's really, really slow, and I just thought there had to be something better. So I started this school called The Lounge. It was an English school which worked sort of like a gym does. You pay by the month and you show up whenever you want to, do whatever you want to. As long as you do it in English. And from there, I just had to have some. I had this house where I set up all these different activities. Different rooms were for different kinds of activities, and there were like instructions telling you what to do, and there were teachers circulating to sort of support you or encourage you and direct you and guide you. And that worked pretty well, but it's funny because, like gyms, people pay to go to gyms, but they don't really go. They just feel good because they're paying, and they feel like, oh yeah, I'm taking a step towards being that person. Yeah, I want to be. And so the lounge worked the same way. And I wanted to remind people to come, but I didn't just want to send out emails to them saying, come to the lounge, come to the lounge. We miss you at the lounge. So I started writing. Like these little, I had this story in mind of this guy who traveled around the world, and specifically he was in Brazil at the time, and it was like every week I'd send out a little chapter, and it was like a vocabulary reading exercise which had some questions at the end. You could read it, answer the questions, and email it to me. I'd print it out for you whenever you came to the lounge. We'd go over it, you know what I mean? And it provided all sorts of different kinds of group activities. So it was really cool. That's when I started thinking about this whole concept of, remote teaching, of independent learning, of like, I don't know, some sort of methodology or method or whatever that would cater to large numbers of people, but would also be able to, make it personal for each and every one. Because, I mean, with that, it may be the same with other things you learn, but I know for a fact that with language, the more personal you make it, the more it's gonna stick. So, I think that's where it all started.